Today's reading scripture is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, all of the country and all of the world, Manmin members see the power of God not just in the Bible. They always see, hear, and experience the power of God in their lives. Last week, a person received my prayer, the Vice Elder Byung-hee Kim, Vice Leader, Assistant Leader of Men's Mission. He didn't release himself, although he was completely healed, release himself from the hospital. He had many diseases that struck him, and the fatality rate is, he had blood poisoning, which almost kills everybody. Just by telephone prayer on the telephone, he was healed right away. But even though such great power is manifested in this church, for you to be able to experience those works, you must have the qualifications too. Those being that you must walk in the light. In other words, you have to eat the flesh and flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, as in today's reading passage. For this Thanksgiving Sunday, we have Holy Communion after the sermon. In the Holy Communion, I hope you will check yourself as to how well you have eaten the flesh and drunk the blood of the Son of Man during this past year. Also, I hope you will think about what kinds of life we have to live now, since we have received such great love of God. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always experience the power of God and also manifest it yourselves by becoming glorious workers of God. Dear brothers and sisters, let us first briefly review the spiritual meaning of eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take in the Word of God. John 1:1 says, "The Word is God." In John 1:14, it says that the Word became flesh and came down to this earth, and it was Jesus. So, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to learn and take in the Word of God. It is not just to know the words of the Bible as knowledge. It is to cultivate the Word in our hearts, and is also to change our heart with the Word. So heart is not visible, but everybody knows there is heart. So change your heart with the truth, into the truth. It's not something difficult, especially in this church. You are listening to words of truth, and you know very well how to change your heart into truth. Because you've been here for quite some time. You know how. And it's not difficult. The problem is your determination, your willpower. It's not that it's difficult to change your heart. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man this way, we must drink His blood at the same time. It means that in addition to learning the Word of God, we must have the deeds of actually practicing the Word. You have to drink the blood at the same time. It's so easy. There's nothing difficult about it. In addition to learning the Word of God, we must have the deeds of actually practicing the Word. You learn and you practice it. So this is to eat and drink. It is much like we have to drink liquid when we eat food. We can absorb the nutrients and pass bodily waste only when we also consume liquid. It is similar when we learn the Word of God. We not only have to realize and keep the Word in mind, but we also have to practice it. So to keep it in mind and to practice it, what's so difficult about it? But for those who find it difficult, it is very difficult. In my residence, too, when a worker comes from the church, I always tell him to close the door behind him. But for so many years, he doesn't close it behind him. Yesterday, too. And it was still open after he comes in. So how come you don't keep it in mind? You just left the door open behind you. He leaves it open about this much. Because he doesn't keep it in mind. And if he kept it in mind, he would have come into spirit much earlier. Of course, he is in spirit already, but he would have done it much earlier. We have to obey God's words that tell us to do, not do, keep, or cast away certain things. Only by doing so, the Word of God that you learned will actually become your life and strength. To the extent that you obey, your heart will be filled with the truth and the untruth will be removed. Our hatred will go away to the extent that we fill it with love. So the opposite things will go away. Arrogance will be cast away to the extent that humbleness enters in. As meekness fills, hot temper will go away. Brothers and sisters, I preach about eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man every time we celebrate one of the feasts. Then, how much flesh and blood of the Son of Man have you eaten and drunk? If we can measure the characters of your heart with a machine, how much love would you have? How much hatred do you have left? If you've been believers for 10 or 20 years, and yet if you have 90% hatred remaining, and if your love is not even 10% filled, does this mean you have properly eaten the flesh and drunk the blood of the Son of Man? If your temper, arrogance, lust, and greed are easily agitated, can we say you have led a proper life in faith? No matter how long you attend church, your spiritual faith cannot grow unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. If you are a born Christian, if you're born into Christian family, if you've been Christian for your whole life, it's not something to brag about. You're born into a Christian family and you're not even on the rock of faith. So what is there to be brag about? What is there to be proud of? Your knowledge may increase. However, your faith will be the same or even backslide. You might even be tempted by the world, and your faith to receive salvation could be taken away. Even though you are on the rock of faith, you might even backslide to second level or the first level anytime. If you commit the work of the flesh once, it means you just fall, slide back to the first or second level of faith, because it's the sin committed by those who are in the first or second level of faith. From the third level, you are not supposed to be committing those sins. So even though you are in spirit, if you committed work of the flesh, you just slide back to first or second level of faith. And you have to build up once again. You have to come back up. Then is it easy to come back up? It's not easy because you have an iniquity already. So you have to wash it away completely. So it's not that easy. And you try to go into spirit, and those who can't, because you committed sins leading to death in the past, and that hinders you from going into spirit, because you have to pull out even the roots of it. So because you are not able to do that, you can't go into spirit. But even one who is in spirit, if his heart is taken away by Satan for a moment, he might commit sin leading to death. First John 1:7 says, "But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from all sin." So, Jesus' blood doesn't cleanse us randomly. As He Himself is in the light, when we walk in the light, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another, with God and the Lord, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Because we have fellowship, because we obey the word of God, because we walk in the light, God can cleanse us with the blood of His Son, Jesus. Here to walk in the light is to practice and obey the word of God. The sinless Jesus has already shed His blood to pay the price for our sins. But to receive the grace of His precious blood, we have to walk in the light. Even though Jesus shed His precious blood to redeem us from our sins, unless we walk in the light, it's useless. So, because we have received such grace and love, now we have to walk in the light, so we can have fellowship with God. So all sins can be cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ. The meaning of this is the same as saying that there is life in us only when we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was a child, we considered grains of rice so precious, to the extent that we would feel guilty if we had thrown away even one grain. The adults sometimes washed the rice that went bad and they ate it. It was because we were very poor. But more than that, it was because they thought of the efforts of the farmers. Suppose the parents who are farming in the countryside work so hard for the whole year and send the harvested crops to their children in the city. How should the children treat the crops? They should consider each grain so precious because they know the hard work of their parents. You should all have this kind of attitude when you learn the Word of God. He gave us the promise that we will receive eternal life only if we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. The Bible also clearly tells us of the ways to be protected and to receive blessings. Before we sinners could receive such words of promise, Jesus had to sacrifice Himself in a miserable death. Once God said, Jesus lived a public life for 3 years, but you have to shed tears and suffer for so much more time. And God felt sorry for me, and sometimes He would comfort me for that. But for me, it is until the Lord comes back. Even though God said that, God the Father said that, when I think of Jesus, it is not only 3 years that Jesus suffered for. Because He knew everything, that He had to take the cross, and knowing from that moment until He finished His duty, He had to suffer. You know, sometimes you say, it's better to be beaten first. You know, the later you receive the punishment, you have to suffer in the heart. Sometimes, when they receive punishment from teachers, you know, they try to avoid, put it off until the end. You know, why do they have to suffer in heart until the end? Once you are punished, you know, you feel the pain, and the pain in the heart is gone. And sometimes some kids try to avoid it as late as possible. So Jesus also suffered not only for 3 years, but He suffered for quite some time because He knew that He had to take the cross. When I was a child, we wouldn't drop any grain of rice. We would pick it up even from the kitchen. And the parents would tell us too. Because one grain of rice was made through so much toil. And we thought it was something natural. So we would pick up any rice that dropped. And while washing the rice, we would pick up every single grain if anything drops. Everybody did the same. And even now I have the same kind of habit. If any grain of rice falls while washing it, I pick it up. But today, young people today, you know, they don't consider rice so precious. You know, if they throw away, they throw away. If rice went bad, they just throw away. Of course, I'm not saying you have to eat rice that went bad. But what I'm saying is you should keep it so it don't go bad. You just think that if it goes bad, I will throw it away. So they don't take it seriously. If they have to eat it, they will keep it in a way that they don't go bad. But they don't. Also, the words of promise in the 66 books of the Bible contain the tears of the Father God, who endured for such a long time, hoping to get through children. Thinking of this grace and love, we cannot just hear and forget the word that tells us to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Moreover, I clung to God for 7 years to receive the spiritual meanings contained in the Word of God. I can never forget the emotions I had when I first began to receive the interpretations of the Bible after asking God in countless fasting and all-night prayers. Pastor Dongjo Shin, when the time comes, will explain how a man of spirit can commit sins, because I'll be on the mountains. And I know that he is teaching difficult passages in the seminary. So you have to know these difficult passages too. And if you understand these difficult passages, you will be able to understand the Bible as a whole. Because of the difficult passages, you can understand the whole Bible. So if you understand the difficult passages, you can understand everything just by reading the Bible through. But of course, I didn't give you interpretations for everything. But to interpret everything, I probably have to minister for more than 100 years. Even though I received so much interpretation, I didn't receive so much part of the Bible. But just by having these many interpretations, you can understand the rest. So that is why God gave us the essence first. From Genesis, the Revelation, and the necessary parts, the book of Job, and Leviticus, the difficult ones, which cannot be interpreted with any human knowledge. So those things God interpreted first. So you can understand other things too, Deuteronomy and other books too. So we didn't receive the revelation for all 66 books of the Bible, but just by utilizing what we have already received, we don't have so much difficulty interpreting the whole Bible. History books, we can just learn, know the history. So I can never forget the emotions I had when I first began to receive the interpretations of the Bible. He explained to me difficult passages of the Bible, the message of the cross, the measure of faith, and about heaven and hell, spirit, soul, and body, and about the book of Genesis and Revelation, the creation mission. I think the GCN is making a show. Now, creation mission, they should be able to discern some things. They should be able to discern between God's creation and evolution. Of course, everything was created by God, and there could be some evolutions, but it's not that everything evolved from nothing. God first created everything in its own kind, and then some of them evolved. That is, the small evolution is possible, but the fish in the sea cannot become a land animal. This can never happen. It can never become a bird. This is just a nonsense. How can fish in the sea come out? And how can they breed? Even hippopotamus, crocodiles, can they come out? Can they breed in the water? No. And fish, just with the long time, just because of long time, they cannot become land animals. So the creation mission, they should be able to discern these things, have proper understanding. Of course, everything is created by God, and according to the environment, some changes could have been made. But it's not everything evolved from one or two things. And I believe you understand this. And if there is any difficulty, and if you ask me, I will pray about it so I can receive the answer from God. As I preached these messages that God had revealed to me, there were many persecutions too, but I never succumbed to it. It's because I was convinced that the members could understand the deep heart of the Father and go into the spiritual realm only with those words. Because it was given after 7 years of tremendous effort, each of the words was as precious as life to me. And you can just listen to them and make bread of them without having had to toil so much. So how thankful you must be. And when I was receiving each verse, for now I wouldn't have found it so hard, but at that time it was so cold in winter, and with just a thin sheet of blanket in unheated. I mean, there was a little bit, very minimal heating, and it was cold. It was almost not heated, and the window was just a piece of paper, and it was torn. It was torn, so wind would just come in, and the ink would freeze. So I couldn't write it. I had to melt it first. And I was taking bath with the cold water. And I couldn't afford to heat the water because I wasn't living in any luxury. I didn't have that kind of luxury. And I prayed. And in winter, I'd sleep and eat in cold, shivering, and I went up to the mountain during the day. There were not many others, they went to the sanctuary because it was cold outside. But I just went onto some kind of flat rock. And I would pray all day, fighting against the cold winds. And I would only come down to eat dinner. So I had to be there on time. Otherwise, I would have to fast. So after the dinner, from 7 p.m., there was going to be a worship service. So in the prayer cells, prayer caves, we would go in there because there was nobody else. So we would receive the revelation. And the door would be closing and opening because of the wind. And there was so much disturbance of the devil. Now you believe the devil was trying so hard. We were praying in one voice, loud voice, and they were disturbing us. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't be able to affect me, but those who were with me, you know, when I saw them, you know, they wouldn't. The devil was trying to disturb them, and they were trying hard not to be disturbed. And because to receive the revelation, we had to be full of spirit in prayer. But the enemy devil wouldn't just leave us alone, leave them alone. So after struggling for about half an hour, I would command the enemy devil, the dirty, unclean spirits, go away. Then, and in a door would be like just some demons with in women, you know, having a knife in their mouth, and they are real. Of course, those whose spiritual eyes are open, they can see them. And even though they don't see them, you feel the shivering, that kind of chill. Those who with the spiritual eyes open, you can see them. And because they were seeing these things with spiritual eyes, they were, you know, and when I drove them out, they would just stare at me, and it's really disgusting. And they would go away. After I drive them away, I prayed to God to protect us with the heavenly host and angels, with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit. Then we would pray for about half an hour. So, and then they would be able to pray. I wasn't disturbed at all, but those who were with me. So after praying for about half an hour, they would be at comfort, and so they would be able to receive the revelation. So we would have to record it with a recorder. Now, it's good, but at that time, we would be able to do that for about 15 minutes at a time, and the batteries would go out. So we wouldn't be able to. So we had to change the battery. But the revelation was just kept on coming. So we wouldn't be able to record it all. So there were very important messages. The creation of with the word and animals. And that's why I don't have any record. Recording of maybe as long 20 minutes at the most. So the battery was out. So I feel very sorry about it. It would have been much better. Such deep words, and we missed all those things before at the time of the beginning of the church. But as I remember, I would preach on Friday. And I wish I had these recordings of such revelation. If we had, maybe, I don't know, if we had a lot of money and we could afford to buy a good tape recorder, but we didn't know anything. So we had to miss a lot of things because there were such a precious words of God. Why would God create the animals with the word, with His word? And there were so many other things. Do not just hear the words and store them as knowledge, but I urge you to change yourself as you listen to the messages. When you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man this way, you can always experience the power of the living God and even practice it yourself. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters, for the last 32 years, I have never doubted the promise given by God. They are not just the promises in the Bible, but also the promises given to this church. Sometimes, in the reality of it all, it looked like things were going the opposite way of God's promises. Sometimes I thought, while desperately waiting, will this promise be fulfilled tomorrow or next week? But it was not fulfilled for several years. But as I believed the promises of the faithful God until the end, God fulfilled His words at the most appropriate time and received glory. Also, even during the course of such waiting, the works of God's power manifested in this church never ceased. God confirmed that He is with us by showing us increasingly greater power, and new things as the days went by. As I went through such processes year after year, my trust in the Father only increased, and the Father's trust in me also increased. And now, you church members, also look up to the Father with the eyes of faith which I have, and you have been achieving the standardization of spirit together. The conditions for the world evangelism and the construction of the grand sanctuary are being made. From now until the Lord comes back again, God the Father will lead you to spirit and whole spirit with greater grace than before. To the extent that you eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, and to the extent that you are united with the Shepherd with trust and love, you will go into spirit and whole spirit quickly and receive the guarantee of God in all things. You yourself, your families, and your workplaces will be blessed, but above all, the power of God will be manifested through you. As in Mark 16, verses 17 to 18, you can even manifest such signs as driving out demons, healing sicknesses, and breaking the synagogue of Satan. God will also fulfill His providence of the end time as He planned since before the ages, and He will receive glory through you to the fullest extent. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all be used as such glorious instruments. Let us pray. I pray for the sick and for childbirth and those who are joining the military. I pray for them all at once. I pray for the sick first. Father God, Dr. Armando Pineda, bless him on his clinic that he opened in the beginning of November. Lisette Madrigal of USA, let her recover from the surgery on her stomach cancer. Dong An Mei, cerebral hemorrhage, be healed. Dai Ching, Chai Ding Ching, tumor in the brain, be healed. Li Jin Shi, eczema on face, be healed. En Kai, direct action, be healed. Zhang Win, give her blessing of conception. Ma Lung Chi, piles, be healed. Li Yi Jian Li, toothache, be healed. John Yen Jun, let her give birth. Let her have easy delivery on the scheduled date. Chun Jin Ching, let her pass the tests for flight attendant. Song Li Xiang and Jing Chang Wei, let their court trial go well about the their business. Father, give spiritual, physical health to all the members. Let light come, fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Let the eyes see well, ears hear well, and let all the kidney, stomach, intestines, all the internal organs burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the cancers, metastasized cancers, lung diseases, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All skin diseases, go away. All fractures, bone fractures, go away. Be healed. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, protect them. Give them true peace throughout this week. And also, there are who are going to deliver babies. I can't mention all their names. All the fetuses be healthy. All the mothers be healthy. Father, fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. And let them give birth on the good day, good time, good moment. And there are those who are joining the military. Father, be with them. And it's going to be winter. Let them overcome the cold and let them be assigned to good units. And let them meet with good seniors so that they won't be persecuted. Wherever they are, let them pray. Father, thank you. Fill them with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.